Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, it is a beautiful Saturday. We welcome Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, Marty, doing well, thanks.
Yeah, very good. Well, you know, I had to explain the meaning of June swoon to everybody because there is no June swoon. This is the first winning month in a couple of years, believe it or not, for the Giants. How about that?
Yeah, it's the June boon, I guess it is. But, yeah, there was a time, quite a few years, where the Giants tended to fade away in June. And, of course, June swoon has a ring to it. And they lived up to that several years, but... you know, after last year where they swooned the entire season, it's definitely a new year all around. And, you know, I think, last night's game really proved that in so many ways.
You know, we love baseball and the statistics of baseball. And, you know, with Elias today and then the advanced computers, they can come up with anything. So they came up with this one, the largest improvement in ERA from May to June all time in baseball history in both leagues. How about this? Going back to 1913. The 2002 A's, remember them, of course, with...
Zito and Mulder and Hudson.
And Corey Lytle was part of that.
Yeah.
The 1956, let's see how many of these you got. 1956 Chicago Cubs.
The 56 Cubs? Oh, my goodness.
I'll help you. All right. Bob Rush.
Okay, I wouldn't have guessed him.
The great Warren Hacker.
Nope, wouldn't have gotten him.
Sounds like a DJ on the radio here.
Did Dick Drott in there? No.
No, well, very close. Don Kaiser, who was part of that Dick Drott and Glenn Hobby stuff. And
yeah.
Sad Sam Jones was part of that. How about that?
I think if I had thought about it, I could have gotten Jones. The other three, not a chance. That's amazing.
Yeah, and the last one is a name from that I loved growing up, Vito Valentinetti.
Yeah, a Japanese guy, I think.
Right,
yeah.
From New York. He was... Right from New York City.
He had to be from New York.
Yeah, well, Vito Valentinetti. I'll never forget him.
Now,
the 2005 A's, how about that?
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Zito, Harron, Blanton, Kirk Sarlous. How times change so quickly. Isn't it amazing?
Jeez, yeah.
And Rich Harden. Rich Harden was in that one.
Yeah,
then you
yeah.
get the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is all time from May to June, the best jump in ERA. And the last one, the 1981 Tigers.
81 Tigers with Jack Morris and, oh, gosh, who was that big stud second guy?
Milt Wilcox.
Yeah, Milt Wilcox.
Dan Petrie.
Go ahead, yeah.
And Dave Rosma.
Dave Rosma, there you go, yeah.
Isn't that, you know, time goes so quickly, you forget all these names. You know, it goes past so quickly.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what I like about, I mean, there's two things about the Giants, you know, as they... They make such a big improvement. You still don't even know what their rotation is, which is a great thing. With Cueto and Samardzija looking like they're coming back, well, they will be coming back. But you know, you've got between Stratton and Suarez and Derek Rodriguez, you've got this pretty cool argument going on as to who's the best of those guys. It looks like Suarez now, but you know, I can't wait for Derek Rodriguez to get back out there again. He's fun to watch, and we've seen Stratton, so. That's a pretty solid development there.
And it's funny because, you know, here's Cueto making, what, $20 million a year? What,
yeah.
Whatever, $21 a year. Here's Samardzija, $18 a year. And essentially you're saying, not so fast. Why don't you guys really stay down there a little while and make sure you're okay?
I'll tell you, it wouldn't be such a bad thing. First of all, it's probably, you know, probably a good thing to err on the side of caution with him, but, or to be cautious with him. But, we need to see more of these guys. We need to see Suarez looks like a lock in the rotation right now, and you definitely need to see more of Rodriguez. So it's a good situation to be in.
Oh, I think it's amazing what's going on with it. Very, very good. Very good. Interesting part of baseball right now. And the Giants receive Shelby Miller tonight, and he hasn't pitched for a while.
Yeah, he's just coming back, as much as Robbie Ray is just coming back, and they're hopeful about what's going to happen there. What I hope continues from last night and really most of the season and for the rest of the season and this is a very familiar topic for the Giants, is hitting to the opposite field. You know, everybody's launch angling and trying to Deadpool one, you know, 780 feet, and here you bring up a kid, Austin Slater, who has no intention of doing that. He has so much strength to right field. He hits down on the ball when he has to, but it's a common thread with this team. Joe Panik goes to left field a lot. Crawford will take it that way, despite the power. Belt will hit it to left or drop down a bunt. Posey singles to right. Sandoval when he's hitting left-handed, and it's just that's real baseball. That's yeah. Winning baseball, and it's just so great to see that up and down the Giants lineup.
Yeah, I love your great analysis of Slater's swing. Because this is, you know, and of course we love Mac Williamson. He came up and hit the home runs and all that stuff. But this guy has like a baseball swing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's not swinging for the fences every time. And he hits the ball hard.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, the Giants play a situational game. They're not coming at you with Judge and Stanton and Bird and Duhar and Gleyber Torres. They're not hitting five homers a game. They can, but, I mean, it's more about, you know, keeping the line moving, as Bochy likes to say. And if you got guys, and Hanson's like that too, you know, if you are looking to do something specific up there to keep the thing going instead of just swinging, you know, out of your shoes, I think that makes a big difference in the long haul.
Yeah, and I think they've got something going against right-handed pitching because when you look at the left-handed lineup, I mean, I don't care who the right-handed pitcher is unless it's, you know, Marichal or Gibson or someone like that. You know, there are people from the left side that can do damage here. Now, conversely, Corbin and, of course, next week we'll see at least a couple lefties with Colorado. But from the left side, it's different. But the right side, I think they're actually getting a formidable lineup against right-handed pitching.
Yeah, I was amazed they beat Corbin. I mean, the way his slider in the early innings was about as devastating a pitch as I've seen in the bigs this year to righties or lefties. I mean, geez, that thing's got an insane break on it. And somehow they scratched a run across against him because they were patient and they, you know, they realized you're not going to hit the ball out. It's breaking down by your shoes, you know, and you know, be patient, let them some of them go by and try and sting one that gets around the knees.
Leadoff walks. Isn't it amazing, a leadoff walk?
Every time I see a leadoff walk with a team with a five-run lead, I say it'll be tied in 20 minutes. And very often is the case.
Hey, listen,
at least it's going to get bad all of a sudden. What looks like a comfortable lead, it's going to get bad right now.
Yeah, especially in a tight game at the end.
Yeah.
You know,
that's just excruciating.
So I listened to the Cubs-Twins game on the way in. And the wind was blowing out at Wrigley today. Now, the heat index was 101. The Minnesota Twins left fielder, Rosario, had to leave the game. They had to go out and get him because he was, you know, so overcome with heat exhaustion. But it's 7-4 Twins in the fifth inning. Ends up 14-9 Cubs. How about that?
Yeah, I have had the pleasure of doing a lot of games at Wrigley Field. It's funny because the first real job I had was with the Santa Monica Evening Outlook.
Whoop, there you go. You cut out there, Bruce. All right, if you're going to look through the window at Original Joe, see two guys at the counter talking baseball. One will have a cell phone, and one will not. And the guy with the cell phone, we're going to bring back. What happened?
My phone went just stone dead. I went downstairs and checked it down there, completely dead. I was thinking, boy, I was telling a kind of a boring story there, I guess.
It was great. Come on, Santa Monica, you're rolling here. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I don't know how far you got, but they sent me on a road trip with the Dodgers. And, of course, they were one of the first teams that had their own plane. It was a really big deal. And it was a road trip through St. Louis, Chicago, and Pittsburgh. So there I am at Wrigley Field, you know, not long out of college, for the Dodgers in Chicago. I mean, what an incredible, really great memory there.
And what, do you recall, I mean, the wind going out? And I mean, I
it
guess
was,
I...
No, it was kind of a regular day. I remember Billy Buckner getting a couple hits. The thing I remember most from that road trip was being in Pittsburgh at the fairly new and watched many take Mike Strawler down the left field line for a hit, which was not so characteristic of Clemente, but I wanted to see him do something, and he really did.
Oh, beautiful. I love I've never been in Wrigley Field when the wind was blowing out. I've been there I think three times and always been like normal games, so
yeah,
I've never seen it like that. Bruce, one other thing before we let you go here. The A's win again over Cleveland. A's Giants, six games now, three leading into the break, three after the break. Interesting schedule choice, but these games now become very important because both teams are, I think, very relevant.
Yeah, I'm more interested in that series. It's great, you know, home and home, back-to-back weekends than I've been in a long time. I've been watching the A's every night, not start to finish, but fast-forwarding, but catching up the key moments. They picked Trevor Bauer last night. It's like it's going out of style. They come back, and, you know, they're doing with a threat there, pitching staff. I mean, if they had all their guys, if they had Cotton and A.J. Puck and all the young guys, you know, which we will see in the future, it's a really dangerous team. And you know, both these teams coming up toward the All-Star break thinking, you know, we got something going here. The Giants obviously are right in it. I'm not sure how the A's are going to penetrate that Houston-Seattle thing, but the bigger point is that they're playing great ball, and nobody can deny that, and they're fun to watch.
Yeah, well, they're doing things in 2018 baseball. Number one, they hit home runs.
Yeah.
They have a lockdown bullpen. They've got this Blake Treinen. Forget it. You bring him in.
He's got a great, great sinker, that guy. Man, he's I kind of hope they don't trade him, but I feel like they have to make some moves, maybe with Lowry or Treinen. Someone him, and it's going to help him.
I hope not. And the last thing is they catch the ball.
They do.
Yeah.
And, you know, just got these so many guys you want to see. The Barretto's up now. You know, kids in the minor leagues, Jorge Mateo and Lizardo, and they've just they've been drafting really, really well. And I know it's frustrating for the fans over there, but I think this time around, you know, more often than not, these guys are going to stick around. We hope so. I mean, you got to cross your fingers on that if you're an A's fan. But it's been great. Yeah. And if they get health in the rotation, they can hang with anybody.
Yeah, I think they can hang with Seattle. I really do. I've seen it before. We name those pitching staffs from 2002 and 2005. We've seen it with Art Howe and Maka, how they do it. And I've seen it with the A's when they get on a roll. So my point is, these are six interesting games coming up. Three leading into the break, three after the break. How about that?
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. And you know, I hope we're still seeing Suarez and Derek Rodriguez pitching for the Giants because, you know, they'd like to answer the A's youth movement. I think when the season started, it was all doom and gloom. The team's too old, and we don't have the kids or the prospects. But that's proving to be not quite the case. You know, Austin Slater and these young pitchers. And so it'll be great to see the influx of youth on both teams because it's really a big part of what both of them are doing.
Boy, it'll be interesting. All right, have a great afternoon, and we will chat with you tomorrow.
Very good. Talk to you, Marty.